Only one race. Why the differences?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors of the international magazine called Creation. Well, Ken, if there's only one race of people, as you said yesterday on the broadcast, why do we see so many differences among humans, like skin color, eye shape, and so on?
Actually, those differences you mentioned about the color of skin and the shape of an eye are only minor surface differences. You see, every human actually has the same skin color. It's a brown pigment called melanin. If you have a lot of it, you'll have a dark shade. A little of the pigment will result in a light shade. Eye shape is a result of how much or how little fat a person has in the eyelids. Now, why is it that there are distinct people groups with a dark shade of skin or another group, let's say, with almond-shaped eyes? Well, the Bible has the answer. In Genesis 10 and 11, we read about an event called the Tower of Babel. God gave people different languages, which caused groups to separate and move over the earth. This separation resulted in certain genes dominating in particular groups, and these are the surface differences that distinguish the people groups we see today. Even secular scientists agree there's only one race of people, divided into distinct groups, but this is exactly what we'd expect if Genesis is true history.
Genesis shares much more about the history of all people, including the first couple, Adam and Eve. Ken Ham has some fascinating information on our popular website. Read his free booklet on races at AnswersRadio.com.